At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas.
Well, spring break is coming, and if you're not planning on traveling and you're looking for some things to do around town, stay tuned.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, sometimes you've got some time off and you're not leaving town and you're just looking for some fun things to do in your hometown. And we have got some staycation, or in some cases, nerdcation ideas for you today.
Yeah, you did most of the research on this one. I would say, yeah, some of this was nerdy. I would never do.
Oh, they're fun though. For instance, did you know you could tour the Ohio State House for free?
Yes, and actually after they
did the beautiful
big renovation several years ago, it is. It's gorgeous. The wood in there and the marble, and there's a lot of historic things. So it really – actually, I think it's worth it. And you can park below the State House, and it's usually pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a nice free thing. And then you can walk around.
And then you're downtown.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Check out the other sites. But my favorite thing, though, is the – Book Loft in German Village.
I love that place.
32 rooms of books, bargain books.
Oh, it's
you could
awesome.
Spend a day in there.
I have spent a day in there because I got lost in there.
Because you can't get out.
My husband
kind of like a maze.
Yeah, yeah. My husband tends, when we go shopping, to like wander off.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where he is. So I think you mentioned just make sure he's got his cell phone
well, here,
on.
Yeah,
right?
That's my tip for this is always have cell phones because you will lose each other, especially if you're in there with kids and you won't be able to find each other.
I would probably find him at either Katzinger's, having a big old corned beef sandwich.
Gosh,
or
yeah, if you're in German Village, you got to go there.
Oh,
or Schmidt's in a cream puff.
How about Jürgen's Bakery? Have you been there? It's a real German bakery. Or the Old Mohawk for turtle soup. Oh.
Yeah, there's a day right there.
I think we, let's go to the Book Loft, walk around a lot, get our 10,000 steps in, and then let's just go kind of eat our way through
German
Village.
Through German Village,
I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Well, and we've got great metro parks here around Columbus, too. So if you're looking for something to do and it's a beautiful day, take a hike, take the family out. There's so many parks, and they have so many different things. Like some of them are like flat land. You've got the bison out at Darby Creek. You've got the Indian Mounds up at High Banks. You've got all kinds of cool things.
Oh, and lots of the of these parks have also bike paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can actually go from almost like Marysville all the way downtown, which is, I think, very cool. But how about speaking of downtown, the Scioto Mile with the fountain down there, that's beautiful. And they have so many different festivals and things down there, the Ribbon Jazz Festival, the Arts Festival.
There's always something through the summer to do.
I had my first date with my husband at the Arts Festival. It was June 3rd, 1987. Yeah, 1987, 88, I can't remember. And 1988. Yes, it was 1988. June 3rd, a Saturday. And then we went to the Top Steakhouse for dinner, and he realized it was not a cheap date.
Yeah, well, good. Good to put that out there at the beginning.
Absolutely.
Columbus Commons also has a lot of things going on during the summer, and that's just a fun place to walk through. And they have a lot of free music, and you can go online and see what's happening there.
Oh, but one of the favorite places that we like to go to when we do our double date night, is the Cinemark.
The cheap movies.
Yeah, the cheap movies at Carriage Place. But like we said, it's only like $2.25. It used to be $1.
I know.
And then it went up. And the hot dogs.
$2.25, which is still a pretty good deal.
Hot dogs used to be $1 there, too. They're now $4. Do not buy hot dogs. Sorry, but do not buy the hot dogs there. Do like what we do. We sneak food in our handbags.
Yeah, if you're looking for cheap hot dogs, though, you want to do Dime a Dog Night at the Clippers, which is another great night out.
Oh, absolutely. And they also have that package for $15. You get 4 tickets. And that you can't beat that. So get family tickets, $5 for seniors or $7 for adults. But you're right, the Dime a Dog Night,
that's the way to go.
Oh, Lordy, yes.
Yeah. We've also got the Franklin Park Conservatory. We've got the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium and Zumbezi Bay here.
Well, I know something you like, that Anthony Thomas factory tour, because you just love your chocolate.
I do. But that's a lot of fun, and that's very reasonable. It's like $1 for kids and $2 for adults to take the tour. It's about 45 minutes, and everybody receives a free candy Buckeye at the end.
Woohoo! Oh, speaking of woohoo, the whistle stop. That was a really nice segue, didn't you think?
I know, that was really smooth.
American Whistle Corporation, the only manufacturer of metal whistles in the United States, is right here in Worthington, Ohio. Did you know that?
I did not, but I read now that they provide the whistles for the Super Bowl and for the Boy Scouts of America.
I think that's very cool. And if you go take the tour, what the cost is, like $4?
Yeah,
$4
a person to take the tour, and it includes a free whistle at the end.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you had like a tour of like a whole bunch of a group of kids
with free whistles?
Free whistles coming out? No, that would drive me to
confiscate
drink.
The whistles until you send them home.
Yes, but it is kind of a cool thing. So check out their website.
And then, of course, we've got Coco Key and Cherry Valley Lodge out in Newark if you want to drive a little further and do a water park for the day. There's always Cosi, which I love Cosi.
I do, too, and they always have very interesting exhibits there. Also, if you want to drive a little bit like you were talking Cherry Valley Lodge, is Kings Island's just like a little over an hour away. And Cedar Point, which is one of the best
parks
in the country, believe it or not,
has
the most, what do you call those, rides that goes up and down. And
that would be a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's right up there with me not knowing what a treadmill is. Well, that's it. They have like the most in the entire world or
whatever
something.
Those are, they've got a lot of them.
And it's about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours away. But it's really nice. I don't do rides. That's why, I don't even know. That's why I don't do treadmills and I don't do rides. So I don't even know the names of them.
Well, all right, then. I've got something for you. I'm going to nerd out a little bit. So this is my new favorite website. It's called Atlas Obscura, and atlasobscura.com.
Does sound nerdy.
It does sound nerdy, but their mission is, and this is what they say, in an age where everything seems to have been explored and there is nothing new to be found, we celebrate a different way of looking at the world. And they say right on their homepage, this is what we believe. There is something new under the sun every day all over the world. Around the corner is something that'll surprise the hell out of you.
Okay, now that don't sound too nerdy.
It's a great site. So you plug in your location, and it'll bring back, like, return the top 15 or however many miles you want to go, unusual things in your area. So I plugged in Columbus, Ohio. So here's some of the things that it came back with. First, the Topiary Park.
Okay, that is nerdy.
That is cool. It is not nerdy. The Topiary Park, it's a George Surratt. It's topiary modeled after a George Surratt painting.
So basically it means you go out there and you cut your shrubs up, right? And they're supposed to look like a dinosaur.
It's behind the main library.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It's the pond and it's beautiful.
Okay.
People, see it.
I'll take your word
Very
for
cool.
it. Very cool. I'll go inside the library.
And we also have Eddie Rickenbacker's childhood home right here in Columbus, Ohio.
That is very cool. Yes. I mean, you know, he was the pilot and the war hero. I mean, that would be very cool because I'm always interested in flying and things like that. And you can – and actually, you don't have to go too far. You can go out to even Wright Pat. It's only like, 45 minutes away as well. Okay, but – okay, I live in Dublin, Ohio, and they call it corn.
Atlas Obscura. It's number 4 on their list, and it's called Cornhenge.
And we call it Field of Corn.
I like Cornhenge better.
Yeah. Well, okay. It was our bed tax, which is the hotel tax. So luckily, my tax dollars did not pay for it, but it was $80,000 to build the Field of Corn. And I think most people have probably seen it. Apparently, it's pretty famous. I pass it almost every day, and
just take it for granted.
They're like, they're like 60.
I'm sure the people near Stonehenge also take it for granted.
I'm sure, but it's like, it's just this big field of concrete corn,
it's
diagonally.
And corn cobs in a field.
Yep. Yeah. So it is on France Road. It was completed in 1994. It was commissioned by the Dublin Arts Council. We have a couple of other cool things in Dublin. I mean, people actually, they hug them, get their pictures taken with them. I guess I just take it for granted.
You should go see it, though. So number 6 on Atlas Obscura's list of things to see is the National Barber Museum and Hall of Fame. Now, did you know we had such a thing? It's in Canal Winchester. National Barber Museum and Hall of Fame.
Like, what do they have there? Like,
maybe scissors?
I don't sharp edge those razors that they do, you know?
Right. I don't know.
Or do they give free haircuts?
You can only scalp a customer once, but you can give them a haircut every 2 weeks.
I don't know. My husband's on the 5-week plan. Yeah, well, like we said, these are some interesting things.
Fun things to know. The Knox County Poorhouse in Mount Vernon, if you want to go see an abandoned former poorhouse, that would be cool. Here's one. In Logan, Ohio, the Paul A. Johnson Pencil Sharpener Museum.
Okay. That's definitely nerdy. Remember when we went to the As Seen on TV store and we got that pencil that weighed about 2 pounds? That would be – I wonder if they have a sharpener. It'd be big enough to sharpen that pencil.
Well, it took Paul A. Johnson more than 20 years to put together his collection, to curate his collection of sharpeners.
I mean –
I would drive to Logan for that. I would totally drive to Logan for that.
I would much prefer going to the Olentangy Caverns or the Ohio Caverns.
Stalagmites.
Okay, do you know which one is which? The stalactites go down.
Hang tight to the ceiling. Stalagmites might reach the ceiling someday.
Oh, good girl. You paid attention in history, didn't you?
I did.
And it's always cold down there.
Yeah. It's dark and creepy.
Like a hot summer day, that would be a good fun thing to do.
So – this one I didn't know existed. It's number 14 on their list in Springfield, Ohio, Hartman's Rock Garden. This is a miniature world of stone in suburban Ohio. It was created by Harry Ben Hartman from 1932 through 1944 and includes over 250,000 individual stones that combine a mixture of history, religion, and Depression-era pop culture.
So basically, it's just like
a little stone like village.
It's a gravel parking lot.
It's got little houses.
It's a village.
I'm going. Well, you can go see it.
You can go there, and that's really close to Yellow Springs. And I'm going to go to Yellow Springs. And I'm going to Young's Dairy Barn. You can go see a bunch of little stones.
I will go to Young's Dairy Barn as well because that's always worth the trip.
Well, okay. I will say this is a very interesting thing. I think perhaps we should look up another city sometime and see some Obscura.
I know. See, everywhere you go, you can plug it in. They have an app, Atlas Obscura.
Well, I have to say.
Then you find out all the things. Like if you're in town for somebody's wedding, you don't really want to be there, you got 2 hours to kill, you could just put it in there. Go see something cool.
Yeah, like the National Barber Museum and Hall of Fame and the sharp pencil sharpening place. That's just
weird. See that.
Yeah. Okay. You're the nerd, not me. Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivas CBUS and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Dan! What on earth is that racket in the kitchen?
The drummer you asked me to get. He's great, isn't he?
A plumber! I asked you to get a plumber!
I was going to make him a cup of tea, but there's no water!
Should have gone to Specsavers. For £400 off selected hearing aids, offer ends 30th of September 2019. Ask in store for details.